Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn, Director. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines in order. Millie of Madison, thanks for calling Western United. Millie of Madison.
Hi, Matt. So I'm calling for two reasons. The first is, when will Biden fire Merrick Garland? I just think the DOJ is so infected at this point. I listened to the January 6th select hearings last week, and Donahue, an acting DOJ, top guy, Rosen, sat there discussing Trump's illegal and criminal actions without arresting him. Number one, how did that happen? How did the acting DOJ leader and Donahue sit there talking about how Trump, they knew that Trump was up to all these antics and never arrested him? And then the second part, in addition to when is Biden going to fire Merrick Garland, is and Cassidy Hutchinson's, I read that the reason they had a surprise testimony yesterday was to protect her, because they believe she's in danger due to some of the threats that Trump and Trump allies have said to other witnesses. So you right at this point, what is going on in the DOJ, and what are we going to do about criminal Trump and his gang who are threatening witnesses?
Excellent. Millie, thank you for raising those. I'm going to hit them right on the head right now. Excellent insight. First of all, Merrick Garland, I think, is very weak. Said this before on our show. Merrick Garland likes to be liked. And people who like to be liked are not good attorneys general. Bobby Kennedy was a great attorney general. He didn't spend a lot of time wondering if he was liked. The problem with Merrick Garland is everybody sort of kisses his ring and goes, what a great judge. He should have been the Supreme Court. Biden appointed him thinking he had stature, and he did in the legal community. But he does not. He's very cautious. He's very timid, quite frankly. And it's not just January 6th. I mean, there have been voting outrages around the country. That fake audit in Arizona. Remember, this was a presidential race. The attorney general can go in and say, no, you're not going to turn over ballots to some QAnon outfit out of Georgia. He didn't do anything. He hasn't done anything in terms of prosecution on the fake electors. I mean, how much more evidence does he need? How much more does he need? This reminds me of the Pink Panther. Peter Sellers, Inspector Clouseau, walks into a room and he goes, I am looking for clues. And there's a dead body on the floor. He trips over it. He trips over the dead body. Where are the clues? How many more clues do you need? How many more clues do you need? And Donahue's testimony and Rosen's testimony the last week, right on the money, they're putting in Jeffrey Clark, who's a criminal himself, quite frankly, Jeffrey Clark, to send a false letter to Georgia and the other purple states, you know, the six that went for Biden, and falsely lying, say that there were problems. Have your legislature pick the electors? I mean, that will be seen in American history 200 years from now as a signature attack on the Constitution and a major criminal event. And where is Garland? He's taking depositions. I've taken a lot of depositions. Depositions take a lot of time. Biden only has a certainty of being president till 2024. Hopefully he gets four more years. Something's got to be done soon. Something's got to be done right away. I think Garland was a weak pick. I agree. When is he going to fire him? Remember that Joe Biden is turning out to be one of the most consequential presidents we've ever had. I'm very, very, very honored that I supported him early. He's staring down a nuclear power, Russia and Ukraine, stabbed in the back by Tucker Carlson and Trump, stabbed in the back by the Republican Party. The Republicans are fomenting racial hatred. He's standing up. He's standing tall. And these investigations are going on. And he has the wrong attorney general, quite frankly. He has a timid attorney general. With regard to Cassidy Hutchinson, your insight is a very, very good one. This is the first I've ever heard that, and I want that proclaimed over the listenership. Millie of Madison's idea was that they rushed Casey Hutchinson in to testify before she could be bumped off. If they waited a couple of weeks, she had absolutely devastating testimony. And if you're laughing at that, anybody, you think that's funny, let me tell you something. Do you remember Michael Cohen? Michael Cohen was the lawyer that brokered the Stormy Daniels deal, and he's the only one who went to jail over Stormy Daniels, and he never met Stormy Daniels. He never got anything off of Stormy Daniels, no money, nothing else, and he's the guy that goes to jail. He said that when he decided to testify, he was so frightened. Instead of flying, he drove to Washington, D.C. from New York, and he wore a disguise. He had sunglasses, a baseball hat, and he altered his appearance. That's how afraid he was. And what Millie is referring to, one of the absolute blockbusters at the end that came out from the commission, was that witnesses who are about to testify have been getting texts. And the texts go something like this. They say, a certain person has told me you are going to testify. He is confident that you will be loyal and not do the wrong thing. That is tampering. That's threatening a witness. That has happened in Milwaukee County in street crime cases where witnesses are killed before trial. They're killed before trial. They have to be protected by the police in Milwaukee in high-profile crimes before trial. This, the stakes are a lot higher. How hard is it to find out who sent those supposedly anonymous emails and texts? And how hard is it for Merrick Garland to say Trump is behind that? And they go, oh, well, it doesn't say Trump. It says a certain person. I'll tell you what, indict Trump. He can bring a pretrial motion to dismiss because it's not his name on it. There's no judge in this country worth his salt who would dismiss it. He can go to a jury. He can say to the jury, it wasn't me, it wasn't me. And they might believe him. Sure, they might believe him. They might believe that the moon is made out of green cheese, too. Millie has nailed it. She's nailed both things. Dick of Madison, my friend, we have a little time in this segment. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dick of Madison?
She certainly nailed it. I second that. The other sidebar from yesterday was that testimony that was on video of treasonous Mike Flynn. I think that Cheney kind of let him off the hook a little bit. You know, a minute and 36 seconds into it, he finally answers somewhat. And his attorney looked like a deer in headlights. And then he goes, oh, the fifth. You know, if I would have been Liz Cheney, I would have said something like this. And even when he was asked about the peaceful transfer of power, he pled the fifth. So, in other words, Mr. Flynn, in the words of your former boss, are you pleading guilty? Trump's on record as saying, if you plead guilty, you're guilty. Or, I mean, if you plead the fifth, you are guilty. So, in your boss's own words, you are guilty.
This is great, Dick. Yeah, Dick is referring to a video was played of General Michael Flynn, who I will say is not a relation of mine. And he is one of the real conspirators with Trump. And he went, he took the fifth on virtually everything. But one of the things he took the fifth on was this question, sir, do you believe in the peaceful transfer of power? I mean, who the hell takes the fifth? And do I believe in the, and he says fifth. I wouldn't let him do that. I'd say, you don't just throw a number out there. You say the words. I refuse to answer on the grounds that it might incriminate me. So, I think that, I don't know that Cheney let him off. She couldn't bring him in physically because he resisted a subpoena, but she put that on, and it was damning testimony that he took the fifth on the peaceful transfer of power. A lot more on this subject. Got to go to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
They'll never stay home, and they're always home. Even with someone they